Okay, so it's a break for the Convergence Conference at the Headland Hotel in Newquay. And I've got Tim Bryant from YTKO. Now, YTKO has benefited from Convergence money. Just tell me how it's been used. And we've got a little while left to go with the YTKO programme, haven't we?
That's right, Matthew. Yes, there's two programmes with YTKO. I look after the Business Collaboration Network's programme, Partner to Succeed, and that's all about encouraging a collaborative culture between Cornish-based SMEs. And so we're funded predominantly through Convergence funding, and we've benefited hugely from that, and hopefully the businesses have too. There's a huge amount of opportunity for collaborative working within Cornwall. In fact, the Convergence programme itself is a partnership through a lot of support programmes. The other programme that's happening through YTKO is Outset Cornwall, and that's geared at startup businesses. And that's been very, very successful at that, and again fits in with the economic growth strategy of Cornwall, which is prime part of the Convergence funding.
Okay, so when we look at Convergence funding, an awful lot of money, millions of pounds, but it actually comes down to helping real people's lives. Just tell me what you've seen about the way that it's helped people.
Well, it's a really, really good point, because it is all about people's lives. Both of our programmes are ERDF funded in terms of helping businesses, but ultimately it's people within those businesses. And if I could just quote some of the Outset Cornwall programme, which has been very, very successful in terms of helping people to have the confidence to start their own business. It's a real big step to start their own business, and some people have got once they have the will, they then need the skill. And so it's transformed a whole number of people's lives in terms of having the freedom to run their own business.
Now, YTKO doesn't have an awful long time to go, and in fact, Convergence has only got up to 2013. Do you reckon that people will look back on these years where we've seen this money come into Cornwall as something which has generated real optimism and opportunities, or some people say that it's just made us dependent on funding from Europe?
I think we're at a really, really transitionary point now, and the speakers earlier highlighted that, and you're quite right, Matthew. I think this is now at the point at which the Convergence funding will provide the catalyst to a non-dependent culture moving forward. We're starting to see that. The Business Collaboration Programme, Partner to Succeed, is already putting together public, private and third sector partnerships which are not reliant long-term on public sector funding. So I think this is a chance for Cornwall to stand on its own two feet beyond Convergence and move into the next era where we are not dependent on that type of funded culture.